Instagram stories for Wednesday, November 26th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. There is a lot of social media news to talk about today. The YouTube team has expanded their Shorts AI creation tools. The head of Instagram explains whether or not it's worth it to repost your own posts and if that'll help you get more engagement. The team at TikTok shares some data explaining why it's so important to work with creators if you're a business and how that can drive brand impact for your business. We'll get into that along with some video guides that the TikTok team has made to help you make better content. And after all the social media news, I will do a Wednesday waffle where I talk about a topic that may or may not be related to social media. All of that and more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the YouTube news. Before we dive in, a little bit of context. I've been talking on the show recently about how Instagram is going to allow you to customize what you see in your For You feed based on what you are personally interested in. And you can pick which topics you're interested in, which ones you're not. TikTok has had that for a long time. There are sliders that you can move to indicate which kinds of content you want to see more or less of. And they recently added the ability to adjust what level of AI content you see in your feed. Now YouTube is copying that, and they shared yesterday that they are testing something called Your Custom Feed. They say, quote, "We're experimenting with a new feature called Your Custom Feed that lets you customize recommendations for your home feed. If you are part of the experiment, you will see Your Custom Feed appear on your homepage as a chip beside Home. When you click into it, you can update your existing home feed recommendations by entering a single prompt. This feature is designed to give you an easy-to-use way to have more control over your suggested content. If you see it, check it out and share your feedback." I will link to this post in the show notes so that you can see it for yourself. All right, moving on. Since we're already talking about YouTube news, let's move to Lauren from the YouTube Creator Insider team with her updates, talking about how the Shorts AI creation tools are being expanded and an update to the way YouTube handles channel names versus handles. Here's the clip from Lauren. One quick thing before I play the clip. I was reading the feedback that I got about the show, and some of you mentioned that Lauren's updates can drag on a little bit, and I agree. So I'm going to experiment with speeding up Lauren just a little bit. Hopefully it's enough that it goes faster and you don't feel like Lauren's dragging, but you can still catch what she's saying.
What's up, insiders? I'm Lauren, a program manager working on our product team here at YouTube and the producer of Creator Insider. Up until now, channel names were used as the identifier for channels across live chat and channel memberships on main app and YouTube Studio. Now, a creator's handle will be shown across these surfaces as their identifier. For moderators of live chat, you can still navigate to a user's channel by tapping on their handle. Let us know if you have any questions. In June, we talked about new AI-powered Shorts creation tools. If you missed the update, we'll leave more information in the description. We're happy to share that we're expanding standalone clips, green screen backgrounds, AI playground, and photo to video to new markets around the world for creators with their YouTube language settings set to English. We're also leveling up the photo to video experience with new prompt capabilities. Now you can create a prompt from scratch, watch your memories come to life, and even add speech to give your video a voice. We're also introducing new Gen AI effects that transform your sketches into captivating videos powered by VO. These effects are now available globally. Additionally, speech to song and the ability to add lyrics and vocals in DreamTrack are now available to creators in the US. These features will be rolling out this month and we'll keep you posted as we add new features. We're also bringing the power of Google DeepMind's VO3 model to Shorts, available for everyone on mobile. This upgrade from VO2 lets you create videos up to 8 seconds long, previously 6, now with synchronized sound effects, ambient audio, and speech. We'll leave more info below. Next, updates for communities. If you're still on the fence about enabling communities, an internal experiment in early September 2025 found that channels with YouTube communities enabled saw, on average, an increase in post impressions and likes on their channel.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there because the rest of the update is about communities and I don't think it's very interesting. But if you do want to check out the whole post, I will link to it in the show notes so you can watch it for yourself. Hopefully the increased speed with which Lord explained those things still let you understand what was going on and hopefully kept her a little bit more brief than usual. Okay, now let's move on to the Instagram section. The head of Instagram answered the question about whether or not reposting your content in your own feed does anything. So you have the opportunity to share content that you've made from your feed to your story, for instance, but now you can also repost it to your feed. If you posted a piece of content and it didn't really do that well, it might be tempting to repost it to your feed so that your followers have another chance to see it. The head of Instagram explains it's not really worth it to do that. Here's the clip.
Since we launched reposts a couple months ago, I get the question a lot, should I repost my own content? And you can. It might help a little bit on the margins, but it's not going to meaningfully change the amount of reach that you get. If you want to try and help your post go a little bit farther, I'd recommend instead going into the comments, responding to some people, liking some comments, and interacting with the people who've taken the time to actually like or comment on your post. This will help more than just reposting something that you've already posted. But I understand why people try, and this is not going to hurt you to do so, but it's not going to actually help. So I wanted to answer that question definitively once and for all. Hopefully this helps. Later.
So there you have it. Not really worth a lot of time and energy. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, some information from the TikTok team about how creators can help to drive impact for brands. And additionally, some videos from the TikTok team helping you to make better content. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's continue with the TikTok news. The team at TikTok made a long blog post sharing some data about how much creators making content and having brands push that content can impact the business that the brand does, as opposed to the brand just making content on their own or hiring a marketing company. The importance of this cannot be understated because the content comes across as more authentic. They share some stats explaining that creator ads, meaning an ad that is based on a piece of content that a creator made, that creator ad can drive a 70% higher click-through rate and 159% higher engagement rate than non-creator ads. Okay, so why such a big difference? Three main reasons. First, when creators are making content, they're doing it through the lens of TikTok culture. They're familiar with the platform, not from the perspective of trying to sell a product or service, but rather just being familiar with the community. Additionally, creators can make a lot of good content very quickly. We are all used to sitting down to come up with an idea of something that we think could potentially work, coming up with what we need in order to make that piece of content, whether it's a script, finding a location, then filming it, editing it, and publishing it, and doing that for ourselves. So when brands are working with creators, they're tapping into this system that we are all doing all the time anyway. Another key thing to remember is that when brands partner with creators, those creators have a wide variety of different voices, skill sets, things they bring to the table, all of which appeal to different people. So it does make sense to partner with a wide variety of creators. The third reason that this is so effective is because people already follow these creators. They liked them enough to follow them. When a creator makes a piece of content about a brand or a product or a service and posts it to their account, it comes across more authentically because it is not coming from the advertiser's account. According to a study from the TikTok team, ads posted to a creator's account have a 59% higher engagement rate and a 16% higher 6-second view through rate than those that are not posted directly to the creator's account. So it's worth it to do this. There's more stats and strategy in this blog post, which I will link to, but I also uncovered something called TikTok One, which is a creative academy to help you make better content on TikTok. I will play a short snippet of one of the videos that I found on there so you can get an idea of what this is all about.
This video is about TikTok creative best practices. Good creative is imperative for a successful ad campaign. There are some essential guidelines you must follow in order to set yourself up for that success. These include video duration, design, elements, safe zone, and video formats. Today, we're talking creative codes. 6 secrets to help you decode TikTok's creative potential. And what better place to start than code number 1, TikTok first.
So when we say TikTok first, what do we mean? Going TikTok first means creating natural feeling TikTok content that's authentic to the platform. Feeling authentic to the For You page is as simple as taking cues from the content you love. How can you make content that feels organic to the For You page? Here are some quick tips that will help you look right at home on TikTok. Start simple. From filming at a professional shoot to filming on your phone, you can execute your ideas in the way that works for you. Go 9x16. This is a platform where vertical video thrives. Frame your content accordingly. Shoot high res. Whether you use high-end software or smartphone technology, create video content that is clear and crisp.
Okay, I'm going to stop the clip there. You get the idea. If you want to watch the rest of this video series, which I actually think is very good, I will link to it in the show notes. Be sure to check it out for yourself. That is it for today's news. If you would like to hear me do Wednesday Waffle, which is where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
Instagram news got you covered. Sometimes even TikTok. Relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave without a break or a pit stop. Still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job. Pause. Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and you gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab. If you got some good content or you want to run ads. At Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.
All right, thank you for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. And now I would like to recommend a book. I don't think I did this previously on the show. I would like to recommend a book called Wrong Place, Wrong Time by Gillian McAllister. I would categorize this book as a thriller slash time travel book. I don't like to normally recommend books because everyone likes different things in books. However, this book is excellent. I spend a lot of time reading books. I like to read a few minutes every night before I go to sleep. And this one really had me hooked. I was having trouble forcing myself actually to go to sleep. The ending ties together perfectly. I will link to this book in the show notes. Definitely check it out. Wrong Place, Wrong Time by Gillian McAllister. If you like time travel, if you like science fiction, if you like thrillers, if you like any books that are a bit mysterious or suspenseful, I think you will like this. Find the link to the book in the show notes. And thank you for listening to me talk about something else other than social media for a minute.